Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, January 30th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Sunoco has completed its acquisition of Ball Metalpack. Also making headlines last week, Graphic Packaging's Kalamazoo mill did not cap wastewater clarifier to reduce toxic gas odor as recommended in a report. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, January 28th at 4208, down 23 points or 0.6% from the January 1st close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were PCA up 8.2%, followed by Weyerhaeuser gaining 4.3%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, down 13.6%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, gaining 392%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 76%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 0.1%, while the PM40 is down 6.8%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Sweden, SED announces price hikes. Hygiene and health company SED is announcing price increases in all product categories and markets to compensate the substantially higher costs for raw materials, energy, and distribution. The timing and degree of the price increases will be managed locally. Quote, we do not expect a decrease in the historically high costs for raw material, energy, and distribution in the near term. Price increases are therefore essential to compensate for the higher costs, while we continue to increase customer and consumer value through leading innovations and implement efficiency measures to achieve cost savings, says Magnus Groth, President and CEO of Essity. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina. Sunoco announces price hike for paperboard tubes and cores. Sunoco announced it will raise the price for all paperboard tubes and cores by a minimum of 6%, effective with shipments in the United States and Canada on or after March 1st, 2022. Quote, ongoing market tightness, limited paperboard supply, and additional inflationary cost pressures to our primary raw materials, uncoated recycled paperboard, and adhesives, makes this increase necessary. Despite the market and supply chain challenges, we remain committed to maintaining the quality and service that our customers have become accustomed to when working with Sonoco, says Doug Schwartz, Division Vice President and General Manager of North American Tubes and Cores of Sonoco. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Zurich. Amcor builds on sustainability progress with science-based targets and commitment to reach zero emissions by 2050. Amcor announced a further increase in its sustainability efforts by committing to science-based targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, also known as GHG, and to achieve net zero emissions by the year 2050. This commitment has been recognized by the Science Based Targets Initiative and builds on the success of Amcor's EnviroAction program. Since the program started in 2008, Amcor has already reduced a GHG emissions intensity by 35% and is on track to deliver a cumulative 60% reduction by 2030. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paprytala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Hemel Hempstead, England. Teenager arrested after a huge fire at the Frogmore paper mill. A teenager was arrested on suspicion of arson after a huge fire broke out in the Frogmore paper mill in Apsley on Saturday afternoon, like January 22nd. Hertfordshire Fire and Rescue was called at 3:28 p.m. local time on Saturday, January 22nd, to a fire in the commercial premises in Frogmere Road, Hemel Hempstead. The fire service sent 13 units to the incident. A spokesperson for the Hertfordshire Fire and Rescue said this: one industrial unit approximately 50 meters by 10 meters well alight. Firefighters used breathing apparatus, jets, and hose reels to tackle the blaze. The fire was under control at approximately 6:30 p.m. local time, but crews remained on the scene for dampening down and etc. We are now working jointly with the police department to determine the cause of the fire, which is currently listed as deliberate, end of quote. Frogmore Paper Mill is a working paper mill situated in Apsley, Hertfordshire, near Hemel Hempstead. The mill is on an island in the River Gade, which forms part of the Grand Union Canal. It is the oldest mechanical paper mill in the world. Police were called around 3:35 p.m. local time to assist at the scene of the fire in the Fordernier Way area of Apsley. A person for the Hertfordshire Police said it was reported that a fire had started in a skip before spreading to a nearby building. A 13-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of arson and had been released under investigation while the inquiry continues. Dayline Helsinki. UPM sees headwinds from disrupted supply chains. UPM said on Thursday it sees headwinds and extra costs ahead from disrupted global supply chains, leaving investors disappointed with its growth expectation for the first half of the year. The pulp, paper, and biofuel maker saw its shares sink more than 6% after announcing a flat earnings outlook for the first half of the year, while also reporting the fourth quarter earnings below forecasts. Global supply chain issues caused the company to announce a delay in the startup of its new Uruguay pulp mill to the end of the first quarter of 2023 from the second half of 2022, and a 10% increase in the mill's investment costs. Similarly, the startup of its new biochemicals plant in Leona, Germany, was delayed to the end of 2023 from the end of 2022, the company said in a statement. Disruption to the global supply chains have affected both the availability and costs of critical construction materials, in the statement. UPM has considered investing in the new biofuels refinery either in Finland or the Netherlands, and it said it had opted for Rotterdam but postponed the investment decision until the end of the year. UPM is in a wage dispute with many of its Finnish employees who have been on strike since January 1st, forcing the company to shut down facilities in the country. Negotiations between UPM and the union have been deadlocked for months, and the company said on Thursday that it was unable to estimate related costs for the time being. Dayline Hartsville, South Carolina. Sunoco issues inaugural green bonds to expand circular economy products. Sunoco announced the completion of its inaugural offering of green bonds to support the company's sustainability strategy. The green bonds totaled $1.2 billion aggregate principal amount of unsecured notes, consisting of $400 million aggregate principal amounts of 1.8% notes due 2025, $300 million aggregate principal amount of 2.25% notes due 2027, and $5 million aggregate principal amounts of 2.85% notes due 2032. Now, Sunoco intends to allocate an amount equal to the net proceeds from the offering, together with borrowings under a new loan-term facility and its commercial paper program, to fund the $1.35 billion cash consideration payable in connection with its previously announced plans to acquire Ball Metalpack. Dayline Dublin, Ireland. Smurfa Kappa extends better planet packaging portfolio with innovative new solution for fast food. Smurfa Kappa has developed a new entirely sustainable packaging solution for fast food following close collaboration with independent packaging consultant Jukas Baramunakodas. The twin graft grease guard MB12 packaging solution, created for Lithuanian fast food restaurant Fresh Post, is part of Smurfa Kappa's rapidly growing Better Planet packaging portfolio of products, which offer sustainable alternatives to existing single-use plastic solutions. The new Fresh Post food box is made from Smurfa Kappa's Twin Craft solid board, which is a paper-based mono material specifically designed for food packaging. By integrating the company's MB12 technology, the recyclable material can absorb mineral oils, keeping food safe while simultaneously protecting aroma and taste. The 100% FSC certified pack is created in an energy efficient manner with sufficient reduction in both electricity and water compared to the previous solution. What's more, the complete life cycle of the pack, including the material's origins, supply chain, and how it is collected at the end of life and recycled to make new packaging, is shown on the Fresh Post website, an attractive digital add-on to give consumers full transparency. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina. Sonoco completes acquisition of Ball Metalpack. Sonoco announced last week that it has completed the acquisition of Ball Metalpack, a leading manufacturer of sustainable metal packaging for food and household products, and the largest aerosol can producer in North America. Ball Metalpack was a joint venture owned by Platinum Equity and Ball Corporation. Quote, Sonoco and Ball Metalpack are a clear strategic fit. The metal packaging business complements Sonoco's largest consumer packaging franchise, our global paper cans and closures business. In addition, this combination expands Sonoco's already established sustainable packaging portfolio to include metal packaging, which is one of the world's top circular economy adapted products, said Howard Coker, the president and CEO of Sonoco. Previously, part of Ball Corporation, the Ball Metalpack joint venture headquartered in Broomfield, Colorado, was formed in 2018 and has more than 100 years of experience producing steel, tinplate, food, and aerosol cans, as well as closures and packaging components from eight operations in Canton, Columbus, Ohio, Milwaukee, and DeForest, Wisconsin, Chestnut Hill, Tennessee, Horsham, Pennsylvania, and Oakdale, California. Ball Metalpack generated approximately $850 million in revenue and $114 million of adjusted EBITDA in 2021. The Ball Metalpack name is being changed to Sonoco, imagine that, and its financial results are expected to be reported in Sonoco's consumer packaging segment. Jim Peterson, a 15-year leader in the metal packaging industry, will remain as president of Sonoco Metal Packaging, reporting to Roger Fuller, executive vice president. The business's tenured management team will also remain with the business, and there are no expected changes in operations or customer relationships as a result of the acquisition. Sonoco acquired Ball Metalpack for $1.35 billion in cash, subject to customary adjustments, including for working capital, cash, and indebtedness. Dateline Kalamazoo, Michigan. Graphic Packaging Kalamazoo Mill did not cap wastewater clarifier to reduce toxic gas odor, as recommended in report. A published article in local media states that Graphic Packaging did not place a cap on a clarifier that processes wastewater per a report from 2020. The report provided to Kalamazoo City officials from Jones and Henry Engineers of Kalamazoo stated that placing the cap would help reduce the amount of hydrogen sulfide, or H2S, released into the air, which in turn would help reduce the odor that residents say is an issue. In the article, graphic packaging officials stated that the cap would not solve the issue and that treatment of the wastewater itself would be the best avenue to reducing the odor. The company said it has been using chemicals to help combat the odor and that state and federal officials are aware of that effort. The article also stated that the city is planning to institute mitigation efforts via its biofilter project in hopes that they will reduce the odors even more. A vocal critic of the company, Kalamazoo resident Brandy Crawford Johnson, said in the article that the company should have placed the cap on the clarifier when told of the issue. She also emphasized that the company has not done enough to address the issue. That's what Brandy said. Dayline, Washington State. Blaze extinguished at Port Townsend Paper Mill. No one was hurt in a fire at the Port Townsend Paper Mill on Saturday afternoon, the 22nd of January, 2022. East Jefferson Fire and Rescue firefighters were called to the mill at 2:40 p.m. local time after the blaze began in an enclosed conveyor belt containing wood chips into the mill and spread into the sixth floor, according to Fire District spokesperson Phyllis Spesser. The fire sent a black cloud into the sky, according to reports. The blaze in the conveyor belt was put out by 3:16 p.m. local time, and the sixth-floor fire at 3:31 local time, Spesser said. The cause remained under investigation. Assisting in the blaze were Port Ludlow Fire and Rescue, Clallam County Fire District 3, Polsbo Fire Department, and Quilacine Fire Rescue. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.